Good morning. What's up? It's Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. We are holding things down. Joe on vacay in Costa Rica. He'll be back Friday. All right, so Liv was very concerned yesterday after the show. She was telling us that she's kind of had a falling out, or you're avoiding a friend.
Yeah.
Because they're doing something that you're just like not into.
Exactly. It's not like a falling out, I would say. It's more so like I'm just kind of avoiding them. And I have this friend that I grew up with. They were one of my best friends all throughout high school and even college. Like, we would still hang out. And anytime I was home, I would make it a point to go and see said friend. But, you know, as we've gotten older in the last couple of years, I was in college, I started to notice that, like, her and her boyfriend, who she lives with, they've been dating for like 4 years now. And some of the people that she's decided to start hanging out with, they're very into some extracurricular activities that, can I just say it?
Yeah, they're doing drugs.
They're doing drugs. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So they're
drugs are bad.
Yes, exactly. So they're just kind of like into some drugs, and it makes me feel really uncomfortable. And like, that's not me. Like, I'm not into that. And so I've kind of been avoiding her. And every time I go home to see my family and see my parents, which is actually very often, she's like, you know, like, let's meet up. Let's go out to dinner. Let's get brunch. Let's get coffee. Like, I want to see you. I miss you. And like, I love keeping up with her on social media because it looks like she really is doing great,
right,
in her job and her relationship. Like, it looks like she's doing so well and she's having so much fun. But I just don't want to surround myself with that. So every time she's like, you know, let's get lunch or like, let's go out, I just kind of avoid it. And I've tried over the past couple of years. I've tried probably like twice meeting up with her, but then it always leads to it being at nighttime and then me being surrounded by her and all of her friends who are, you know, taking part in like drugs. And I'm not into it. So I've been avoiding her.
833-563-2539. What friend are you avoiding and why are you avoiding said person? So I, like, it's not as intense as that, but I tend to avoid like Debbie Downers. I just am at a point in my life where I'm always there for my friends and if they're going through, but if someone is constantly like dragging you down or just toxic or really bad energy, I've been avoiding people.
Right.
I want to hang just because I'm like, dude, like, I just want to have some fun and laugh and chill.
Right.
So that's the same.
And like, I get that, like, people are like, you know, be transparent, be open, be honest if they're your friends. But sometimes it's kind of like, I'm going to pick and choose my battles. And this isn't a battle that I feel like is worth having. Like, she's living a great life. I can like admire her from afar and like, I can support her, like, you know, on social media and DM her every once in a while. But I just don't at this point in time feel like she's someone that I need to have in my life right now. I'm praying that this is a phase. And, you know, in 5 years or 6 years, once like we start like settling down or having kids or getting married, I'm hoping that she kind of chills out and stops. And then like we can like pick up back where we used to be.
Now, when you avoid, we want to know, do you cut off a friend completely? Do you have the conversation? I am not really going to hang out with you because X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Or is it better simply to ghost them? 833-563-2539, which may be a little more cowardly, but you need to have that conversation. Should Liv say, hey, girl, like, knock it off. This, like, what you've been snuffing up your nose is just not my scene. Or should she just really just do the slow fade and just end the friendship that way?
All right. We'll find out next.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Yes, please do call us because Liv kind of wants to cut it off with this friend who's into drugs. We know drugs are bad, but she's like, do I confront this person, this girl, and say, hey, like, I don't agree with what you're doing to your body, or should she just kind of slow fade it out? And also, how have you avoided friendships and have you gotten out of your life?
You guys completely amaze me. Like, I cannot believe that this is a thing. Like, I would never think to like cut someone out of my life. I wonder if people do that to me. I wonder if I'm the guy that people have to ignore me, because I'm thinking of like,
not ignoring them. It's just like, you just don't hang out. You don't make plans with them.
Because it seems like that's what Joe does to me. He'll tell me, you're a pork chop. Let's play Call of Duty. And I'm like, yeah. And then we never play.
Yeah. You called him your best friend and he did not reply back with that. And that was heartbreaking to watch.
I think Joe's definitely avoiding you, but I think we all knew that.
All right. Well,
in fact, he went to Costa Rica to get away
from me. 833-563-2 8539. Good morning, Jeff. What did you have to say?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
All right, yeah. Well, I just have to say, it's not really avoiding, but, I try not to hang out with my friends that, have this negative energy or think, people owe them the world. Mm. Those friends that always look jolly because, they know you got it, but, they don't. They're never, consistent with the friendship as much as you are.
Exactly. It's a two-way street, especially as an adult. You really have to put some effort into seeing someone and making time for them. And if they're not reciprocating, it's hard.
That is a very good point. Like, I don't think I would want to hang out with someone, too, that, just thinks you owe them the world. Like, nah, friendship should be even. Thank you very much, Jeff. Now, let's go to Kara. You bring up a very interesting point, or you said you have some, experience in this. This just happened to you, Kara?
It did. Me and my friend had a disagreement. Lately, we've been taking some different paths on life choices that we don't necessarily agree, and our communication hasn't been that great. So we recently had an argument. We didn't talk for a week. And then I reached out in the midpoint. She didn't respond. She chose the ghosting route distance route.
Yeah.
I choose that conversation route because the point of being friends is, like you said, it's a two-way street. That's two people involved in a relationship of friendship. So one can't decide how the relationship between two people is ran. So one person can't decide, I'm going to back off and not notify you, while the other person is, still 100% invested into the friendship. That's not fair.
I love that you have the kahunas to actually have the conversation. You have the courage. Because I just feel like it's a little cowardly to kind of just disappear.
Yeah, Kara, you seem like a good friend. I would want you to be my friend. Now, Alyssa, she's got a pretty straightforward approach. Good morning, Alyssa. What do you want to say?
Hi. I just wanted to tell Liv that she should probably mention it to her friend. Like, hey, I don't do this. I don't want to be a part of it, because I had my friend do the same thing. I wasn't really into it. She knew that I was a Christian and she just wanted to do that all the time. So I kind of went away, but I was 19 at the time. So then I rekindled our friendship again because I thought it was stupid. But then one day, literally a month ago, she told me to my face that she thinks that my boyfriend will cheat on me while he's deployed. And I just had it. I said, I tried to be your friend again, but if you're going to tell me that my boyfriend's cheating on me, but you're cheating on your person, I can't do it anymore.
Ooh. This just sounds like a toxic person.
Alyssa, I think it sounds to me like you are a good person, and it sounds like she needs you.
Yeah.
I don't...
They say misery loves company, so I feel like she's kind of just trying to drag you down.
I think she was miserable in her relationship, and she was jealous of mine. So with that kind of person doing drugs and everything, I think you should just end it. Honestly, just tell her. Be like, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
All right. Good advice. Let's take one last call here.
Yes. Good morning, Bree. What did you do to kind of avoid the situation?
Hi. Actually, one of my friends, we were best friends, so I was always at her house and stuff. And I left stuff there. And next thing I see on Snapchat is her trying to sell my stuff for drugs.
No, you left your belongings and you're not friends, and now she's selling it.
Yes, I just see my items. I left a Lumi cell phone case, the ones that light
with
up
the glam light.
I see it on her Snapchat for $15, and I'm like,
did you bid?
No,
that would be hilarious. That's what I would do.
I didn't even say anything. I was like, I didn't want to point it out because I didn't want to embarrass her. But she's been in drugs a lot lately since she got a new girlfriend. And I really think that's who's the one behind it. But I just don't. So I don't really talk to her anymore. She always wants to come to my house. I'm just like, not today.
You're kind of avoiding her.
You're selling all my things. I don't think it's a good idea.
I think if anyone were to officially cut someone off and be dramatic about it and give them an explanation in kind of a speaking to, your situation would be perfect. So if you want to do that, I feel like you have every right to.
Absolutely. Liv, keep us posted with your friends.
Yes, definitely will.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.